Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Woman has revealed how she accidentally threw away the key to her boyfriend's 569 million pound Bitcoin fortune.
Or about 700 million American dollars.
As he fights for the right to search a huge landfill in an attempt to find it. Halfina Eddie Evans, speaking for the first time about her ex-boyfriend James Howell's cyber nightmare, admitted taking the hard drive to the tip in Wales, but claimed she did so at his request. Howells claimed he mined the Bitcoin himself in 2009, then forgot about it. But after discovering the 8,000 coins are now worth around, again, $700+ million,
He's
fighting for the right to search the landfill run by the Newport Council. She said she took the hard drive containing the key to the tip 9 to 10 years ago. The couple have since split up. She said, I hope he finds it. Not that I want a penny of his money, but it will shut him up. In an exclusive interview, the mother of their two teenage sons admitted, yes, I threw away his rubbish. He asked me to. The computer part had been disposed of in a black sack along with other unwanted belongings. And he begged me to take it away, saying there's a bag of rubbish here to be taken to the tip. Tip being the dump, so to speak, in England.
Hey, you got to the tip, eh?
I had no idea what was in it, but I reluctantly dropped it off at the local tip on the way home from going to the school. I thought he should be running his errands, not me, but I did want to help him out. Losing it was not my fault. She added, I'd love nothing more than to help him find it. I'm sick and tired of hearing about this.
Oh, you're going to hear about it.
Now, she broke her silence after Mr. Howell vowed to take a counsel to court to his final bid to unearth the key to his Bitcoin jackpot. He is battling for the right to dig it up where he believes his lost and buried hard drive has been mistakenly trashed. In a last bid to help unlock his fortune, he is preparing to take Newport Council in Wales to court to see if he can get in there.
700.
That's a long time ago.
$1 million. I know. But that's the thing. But the worth has just gone up.
Damn.
700.
I guess if you would have bought some Bitcoin in 2009, you'd be sitting pretty right now.
I mean, he'd say about a million things, right? But yeah,
I mean, I don't
he
know.
Didn't know. He bought, waited to see what happens, does his calculations, and you're at $700 million. And the thing is, it doesn't even matter if someone else finds the key. The way that stuff works, you wouldn't really be able to use it.
Yeah.
You know, but still, man.
I know a buddy of mine who did that long ago. Didn't lose it. Just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't worked in years. He will never work again in his life.
Yep.
He does whatever in the hell he wants, anytime he wants. He just does what he wants whenever.
Sure.
Did he sell it?
I don't know. I don't ask him about it.
Because it goes...
I'm kind of...
Lately, it's been just going up. But there is dips.
There's huge dips. And everyone panicked, but, you know,
I think he bought
it
at the very beginning. I think he still buys it. I know he is a financially smart guy.
Yeah.
I just know that he does not need to be financially smart anymore.
Right.
If he just keeps what he has right now, he's fine.
I had a buddy that had one. And, this was years and years ago. Remember, like, there's a famous story of the guy that bought a pizza with a Bitcoin?
Yes.
He bought some supplies for a festival.
Okay.
That coin would be so much worth so much money.
Now, right. He just wasted it.
Oh, he had
on
one
that.
Coin and bought that.
Right. He was on the dark web way before it was cool with like the Silk Road and this and that. We had a hell of a time.
Yeah, I bet you did. But not worth that.
Yeah, in retrospect, probably not worth it.
Yeah. Does he have any idea what that could be worth now?
Or does he even want to know? I think if I'm him,
people
like, don't
buy
tell
sections
me.
Of coins now. So, I mean, one Bitcoin's got to be worth a ton.
I don't know. I really don't know that world.
I don't either.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, one full coin is worth $112,000.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. But he got party supplies.
But hey, man, you guys tripped.
Yeah, yeah. We had a big weekend. We were the kings.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, thrill, my friend. I have things and words to say, and I promise this time, third time's a charm, I say, this little kitchen witchy-witch will not say those words for you, sir, because I respect you too much, and this is indeed your house, and I always listen to the captain, and I have got quite the tale, lots of it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, what are you on?
Right?
Yeah, what do you got? What is that?
Exactly, because what am I, right?
No, what is the drug you're on? This is amazing.
I'm not. That's the problem. Oh. The problem is, mama's off her meds, but... I've lived my whole life as a nurse's daughter, a cop's daughter, and I work in healthcare itself, Swedish hospital last time. Yep, know them all. Talk about the Rolodex of the gods. I know everyone and God. I was a board liaison to their board of directors, publicly traded. Look them up. I don't have to tell you what big, big, big Seattle companies are already board members. And yeah, they like me too. Because why? Even the psychotic chocolate nuts, real, a little nutty. All of us, toxic Avengers, lots of baggage, but what do we do?
What did they say they're going to talk about?
We deal with it.
Hold on for one second. Hold on. I'll put you on hold.
Inform me that the mood stabilizers ended up in the trash.
Currently,
yeah, oh, that on the way to go.
Currently,
yeah, oh,
on the way to go.
That, that, okay,
that explains that makes so much.
Sense.
So, now, Marty, what ended up in the trash?
Well, the medication that is the mood stabilizer, indeed, was definitely prescribed to me by my very good Jessica. Don't matter. She works at where? Lifeheart, whatever. Look it up.
We don't need to look anything up. We believe it.
Exactly. Now you hear me. So she sent me what? The big guns. Because she knows if I say that word like everyone else, what am I saying? Crisis. Manic. Panic. So we don't know. But she's prescribed me the very thing I need right now, which is an antipsychotic. Could be Tourette's, probably. I do voices, by the way.
Why is your medication in jail?
You promised.
You knew it was
you lied. And you promised and you lied.
You're out. Three strikes.
Why'd you single my ass out?
Wow.
I don't want any of that.
When calling.
I don't want any of that.
Promise breaker.
Promise breaker.
Got so on. What exactly did she explain to you? Because I tracked with absolutely
that was
nothing.
A woman, not a man. Sorry.
I didn't understand. I had to listen to her story like three different times to get the actual meat of it. Because same thing with me. She just went off. Just started going.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple passes just to get the name. And then I finally got the story after that, which was her mood stabilizer ended up in the trash by somebody. It might have been her. Okay. It might have been somebody else.
Okay.
Ended up in the trash. So
oh, I believe
on
that.
Her,
I,
on
believe,
her way
I
to
believe
get,
that.
On her way to get new medication.
Thank God.
Antipsychotic.
So, yeah.
That is how she said it.
She's got a lot of...
Narcotic.
A lot of bullet points to hit.
Yeah, we got that.
I hope
that stuff is instant release. Please don't be like
yeah,
one of those
dude,
things.
That don't
like,
make a time.
Liquefy that and just inject
chew,
it right in.
Chew
man.
That pill up.
It needs to work. It needs to be like an EpiPen.
Even if they tell you not to chew it, chew it.
Is there like an EpiPen of sanity? Like, so you just jabber and like in an instant, like, whoa. Clarity of mind, man.
I was back and forth on whether or not that one was going to make it.
No,
out.
Perfect.
Like,
no, that was great.
That was
that. There's nothing wrong with that until she cussed.
Yeah, and she proved
wow,
it.
Wow, I would say there was nothing wrong with it.
Well, I mean, it was entertaining for the
there
point
was something
of, like,
wrong with
on?
Her. There's nothing wrong with the call. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of proof that she needed whatever drugs
yeah,
she
medication.
Was talking.
I understand. Well,
I agree. And you can look it up.
Yeah, you can. Look it up.
I'm not looking at
look
it up.
So.
Look it up.
Everything I'm telling you, look it up.
That's right.
Several things I'm lying about everything. Look it up.
We believe you.
It's Tuesday. Look it up.
She's fun.
Wow.
Intentional or not, it's what was in the trash. 206-803.
Don't worry. That's the only surprise so far today.
Not her specifically, but I've talked to her in a bar before.
Have you?
Yeah, but you don't know
you
it
don't
until
know it.
They
you
start
sit down.
Talking.
Yeah, and they start talking and talking, and you're just like, how do I get up and just move bar stools?
There's
get
a
up
woman who, she frequents the bus stop outside of the watering hole, right?
Yep.
She never has a cigarette, but will always bomb a cigarette from me. And look, I don't mind giving you my cigarette, but the other day, this weekend, I went outside. I saw her. She was not looking at me, and I decided to walk all the way around the back of the bar. And everyone's like, why'd you go run back? I said, I just don't want to talk to her. It's not that she's mean. It's nothing like that. The problem is, because she looks normal. Now I can see some telltale signs, but when she first walked up, like a year ago, I'm like, sure, you can have a cigarette. You mind if I sit down on the bench next to you? I'm like, no, go ahead. I regretted that.
Yeah.
Because she started talking and then she wouldn't stop talking. And much like that call, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I don't want to do this again.
When I smoked, Ted, one of the best things about going outside was the fact that we could just sit there. We didn't have to say a word. we just stand there and just want to decompress and chill out.
Yeah, it's like King of the Hill.
And yep. There's a few people that come up and you're like,
oh no.
Ah, this, you've just ruined my relaxation. Mm. You've just ruined my reset.
Like, one of them used to work here.
Yes. And it's just like,
not here, but in the building.
It's like, man, that's the worst. It's like,
oh yeah.
You're right. Ruining my relaxation.
Because I would see this particular individual and pull out my phone and talk to no one just so he'd leave me alone. Because otherwise he'd come over and talk. But he's one of those dudes, you're on the phone as far as he knows. He'll still stand like 2 feet away from you, waiting for you to hang up your call. And it's just like, this. What are you not getting, man?
Yeah.
I don't want to say I don't like you. And the thing is, I don't. But I don't want to say that.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROG.
I did not like him. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Marty, good luck, by the way.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, you know what's going on.
Hey, that last caller was very energetic.
Yeah. That's a word for it. That's, yeah. Yeah.
To say the least. Anyways, what I found in the trash, I was probably 16 or 17, and I was at one of those, like, you spray car washers, you know, like, you know, you spray.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got done. I was with my buddy. You know, he's probably a year or so older than me, but this really creepy dude, like, pulls up in, like, an old-school Lincoln, and he threw a bunch of, like, paper bags away in, like, the little trash, and he takes off for, you know, a few feet, comes running back, and he starts ripping labels off, like, off these, like, we didn't know what they were. He's ripping labels off stuff, and then he speeds off, and then we're like, dude, we have to see what's in the trash.
Okay.
And so, of course, it was, like, half a dozen, like, old-school VHS tapes. And he just ripped the label off, you know, with a paper tear so you can't see what it is. And I'm like, okay, we got to check these out. So, I mean, we went to my house and put it in, and it was like the nastiest, like, 70s old school porn. Like, like, I didn't know women would even look like that. And problem is, I left one in the VCR, and then my mom saw it, you know, but I have two older brothers, like, no real big deal, but she was just like, what are you watching? You know, she figured I'd be looking at something a little more modern.
So she's giving you grief just for how old it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was probably thinking like, oh my God, what's my son into?
He's into vintage porn. You know,
he really like, is. Yes. Let the weeds grow.
It was just kind of funny. But it was, you know, she was all cool about it, I guess, you know, but she was just like, I thought you'd be into something a little more modern.
Look, man, at a certain age, you're into anything that offers nakedness.
Right. And that was just what it was then. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Like, again, back to the Sears catalog. Like, good enough. It's as close as I can get.
And tell you, I went to the library, and there was a book on Nazis. But there was one page where the Nazis were at a topless bar. So I went to the library find this one book. I'm like, hey, man, you want to see some? Yeah. Page.
You're looking at Nazi boobs.
Yes. But again, I'm like 11 or 12, so you're just happy to see boobs in general.
Look, I'm not going to
lie
to
you. We were learning about, like, World War II.
I'm 56, and if you showed me, here's Nazis, it'd be like, F them, here's Nazi boobs. First, like, all right, slow down, let me see. Let me see the Nazi
boobs. The first boobs I saw were a woman who could balance a basket on top of her head and a slinky around her neck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
National Geographic,
boobs,
man.
Boobs are coming down to her, like, her thighs.
Did you,
like,
guys, boobs. Did you guys go to the library in elementary school specifically just to look at those boobs?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the women, they were not attractive.
Yes.
Their neck was 18 feet long.
Yes.
Their boobs look like bowling pins. And you're like, but they're boobs.
I don't care.
And for some reason, the librarian, maybe it's changed, they could walk by the table and they still thought on some level we're trying to educate ourselves. Like, we're not.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're reading about Ethiopia.
No,
it's
we're
like,
not.
No, we're looking at boobs. No, we're not.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROG.
And there were a lot of boobs.
Every week.
Well, I mean, it's just like, because they would, like, follow some tribe around, and, like, none of the women were top. So they take a picture in the foreground of what, but behind her was just more boobs. It was just infinite boobs. Oh, wow. Thank you, National Geographic. Unfortunately, the Nat Geo channel, nothing like that.
Y'all know what you're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, olas, and a shout out to Nazi boobs.
That's Ted. It's not us.
It was just them. There was the page. I knew I could see them. It's a guaranteed boob.
Man, how about that crazy lady that called a little while ago? What a rockaholic that lady was.
Well, she's something a holic.
Hopefully, she's getting her herself taken care of.
Oh, I love it. Okay, gentlemen. So I had a So it was a 1976 lamp that was made by a company in California called Ass Brothers. And
Ass
Brothers? Like ass.
Like A-S-P-I.
Oh, ass.
Like Ass Brothers.
Oh, ass. Like Aspen.
Like
ass.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry to all the listeners out there if I screwed up the name. Don't crucify
no,
me.
No, I like the Ass Brothers.
Yeah, we're like Ass Brothers. All right.
Well, whatever. I had this lamp that I got for like almost nothing, and they built them back then. This thing was a gnarly-looking castle that had lights inside of it. It was just this massively detailed, hand-painted by the men at the company. The whole deal. Nothing you would find today. Super cool. Well, it made its way to the trash. And ever since then, it's been eating at me because they don't come on the market at all. And when they do, they're kind of pricey. So lo and behold, I'm at work yesterday and one pops up. Man, I had to pay up for that thing, so I ordered it. Now, it's in my mind that thing made it to the trash, and this is the amount of money I had to pay to replace it.
How did it get to the trash? Did you put it in the trash or did someone else?
Well, there was a wedding ceremony.
Oh, dummy. Just looking at the right one. $500.
Yeah, we just pulled up a pick. Good.
That's just one of them. I mean, there's a bunch of different ones. Five,
I had to pay. Yeah, it was almost the $500 mark with shipping.
That's what this one is.
And so, wait, you said there was a wedding or something going on?
Well, it was my wedding. Getting married. A big, clunky 1970s. Looking castle that lights up just doesn't scream joint domicile, and so it had to go. But it's back. It's back now, but she just doesn't know.
Now, so she doesn't know that it was thrown away, and then you had to pay for it again?
No, yes. And we don't share finances, so it's all good.
That's good. Don't worry about it,
because you don't want to know what she's spending her money
on.
But
she had to get rid of it. Look, man, you're right. There are certain things that don't reek of, hey, we're living in this house together, but that's why I have my one little sliver in the basement where the crap I really want to see. I understand.
Is it all basically like sailor-ish leaning as far as the art?
You know, they have they have a lot of nautical stuff.
Yeah.
But this is a giant castle. It's about 3 feet high without the lampshade on it. And it's all done in very detailed. And they just don't come up for sale. That, you know, so they command a price for the people that want them.
Where did you get this thing? Because I'm just looking at it now, and I feel like it's something I'd have found at my grandmother's house or something
like
that.
Does it look like it's got Humpty Dumpty on top of it?
Nope, not this one. I know the one you're talking about. But
the three little pigs?
I think people would recognize the sailor ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. This one, I mean, they go anywhere from about $800 to about $1,400.
Because this is specifically collectors now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, and you know what? I don't want to paint my wife in a bad light. She didn't ask me to get rid of anything. There's nothing like that. And I do have a man cave above the garage, so I take full responsibility.
Well,
this one was all on me.
All right. Yeah. Well, see, don't do that.
Yeah, all right.
Like, don't do that. You just got to fight for those things. I don't know why you like them. You don't need to like it. I don't know why you like vegetables. Right. I'm not precluding you from eating them. You know what I mean?
I don't even know why you like me.
Right.
I've told my wife that before. I'm like, before you give me grief, you're the one with terrible taste.
Hey, you make poor decisions.
You married me. I'm like, look, man, that limits your ability to give me grief.
Yeah, we used to have a living room and a family room. Like, you can't hang that in the living room. Like, no one sits there.
Right. Why do you have that?
It was like
room.
An old school East Coast house. Like, this is like a place where like grandmother covers the furniture
and plastic.
And you're not allowed in here. Who cares what's on the walls? No one's even spending any time.
Oh, my buddy
in here.
Josh, man. Like, he grew up over in Montgomery County, right? So he had more money than we did. But they had a room that you couldn't go in, a living room.
Yeah.
And I loved, his mom was a great woman, right? God, I forget her name. But she was tacky.
Yeah.
And the room you couldn't go in was all like animal print stuff.
Yeah. Did she cover it with plastic?
Yeah. I mean, the whole nine yards, but it was just like, we can't go in there?
And nobody wants to go there. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing inviting. My grandparents, they didn't have a big enough house to have a room you couldn't go into. So you just had the family room. But they covered it in plastic anyway.
Yeah.
And I hated visiting, because this is Virginia, and we only went there in the summer, dude. Like, it's just so humid. They didn't have air conditioning, right? They're broke. But you'd go into this house, and my brother and I hated it, because you'd sit on, it's like sitting in a diaper, but you're not wearing a diaper. Your legs sweat more. And the thing is, the sofa she was protecting was the ugliest shade of brown gold you've ever seen.
I don't know if my stepfather's mother's living room always had a baby gate up to keep you out, or just when she had friends and family over. You could not take food in there. You could not walk through there with a glass of anything. You are not allowed to sit down.
What do they use it for?
I don't know. Like,
no one's ever in these rooms.
It was all like, it looked like Bob Ross style oil based bad ocean paintings of, you know, breakers and then a mountain and a crappy view.
Do you not want us to go in there because if we see what you have, you'll be embarrassed? That would make sense because those rooms were notoriously ugly. But you're right. Every house you went to, like, Adam and Eve.
My cousin Tom does it the other way. But I actually think he's genius. He turned, like, what the garage would be into, like, his room. So the family room has this massive couch. Everybody sits in there. His room is basically just to watch sports.
Right.
That's perfect.
So, like, his kids don't go in there.
Yeah.
It's, like, across the hall. And he lives in South Baltimore, but he's a Niners fan.
All right.
So, like, his kids kind of like the Ravens and stuff.
Sure.
So they'll be in the main room, and he sits in his room and just watches his game.
That is perfect.
It's awesome.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Tara Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Cut Double's going to sit and spin top Disney soundtracks of all time. We'll take some of you back to your youth, others maybe to your parenting skills at 4:30.
Yeah.
Right after emails on our question, intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Caca, bitches.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, Miles, the Sphinx cat, say hi.
How many you got now, Wade?
You got three of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't answer your question last time. No, you don't have to lotion them down.
Okay. Do they stain? Yeah, so. Do they stain? Do they, like, when they get up, do they, like, leave a film of grease or anything?
No. And also, the ones we have, like I said, they kind of got allergies or something like that. But I think you got to look out for if you're going to get one. I guess they're prone to RSV. Which is like some kind of respiratory deal, like almost like allergies.
I thought it was like really strange vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another disease. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, didn't you have only...
They didn't say hi. They said,
Didn't you have only one last time we talked to you?
No, we had the three. They're all three boys. Only one has the package left, though.
Ah, okay. Naked and with a package, yeah.
Yeah, the one with the pimpling.
Okay, all right.
So hello?
Go ahead. What ended up in the trash, Wade?
So when we were kids, we would jump on our BMX bikes and go on little recon missions, and we would look for building supplies. Because that's about the same time you had porn magazines, and forts and magazines kind of go hand in hand, if you know what I mean.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You guys wanted building supplies specifically to build a fort
or a tree
to look at porn?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right,
I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had two of them. We had a treehouse and a fort.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like, it was before the days when, you know, you'd go in there and you'd just steal all the copper. You know, these construction sites were wide open, and they'd have those big construction dumpsters. Man, you could find plywood, 2x4s, 2x6s.
Anything to build a porn hut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, wait, some of the hunters, they would build tree stands were actually like... like ice fishing huts.
Yeah.
Up in the trees with an eye view from every angle. Mm-hmm. But they were abandoned in the summer. So we'd go up there and that's where we would stash
and
our stuff.
The corn there.
Just make sure that, you know, by the time deer season came around, get your ass up there and get your stuff back before they get up there with a bow, because bow season was first.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, so we, you know, you get lucky too sometimes. You'd get like a, you'd get on a remodel site, man. They would have fixtures, cabinets, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Did you guys build more than one porn hut?
I had two that I can remember. Well, one was in a buddy's backyard, a little too close to home.
Yeah.
And so we packed up and we put one out in the woods where we felt a little safer in our little endeavors out there.
And how much porn?
Just magazines. There was other things going on out there too, you know.
So how much porn do you think you guys stored in there?
Man, stacks. My stacks. Stepdad had a bunch that once he got married, it seemed like he never used them, and they were not too far away from the vodka that they had left over from the wedding, the half gallons, and I mean, it was perfect.
I could use one of those myself now.
Yeah.
Going out to the porn hut, baby. It's all booze and porn.
You know, it's crazy. I've got a bunch in storage of Playboys from, I don't know, 20 years ago. I mean, they're in mint condition that my boss, rest in peace, had given to me when I worked at a saddle shop. He's like, you want these? He had them in his office and stuff and kept them from his wife or whatever. He never probably ever really maybe looked at them once, but they're perfect condition. And I don't know. You think those things are worth any money?
20 years ago, no. But, I mean, if you're in the 70s, 60s.
If you find a collector, right, because if nothing else, you have guys that collect like people did with National Geographic. But on occasion, they'll have a gap. Right? So they need August and September from 2004 because I got the rest, but they don't have those. I would find those people. You might be surprised, man.
Yeah, kind of like old vinyl or something.
Maybe yeah.
I feel like also, for porn to be like worth money, though, it's got to be vintage.
But like Playboy's different, right? So like vintage porn is definitely one thing, but Playboy kind of established itself. Like I said, like National Geographic, just the fact that before they started stapling, you know, these guys, you'd stack it, you know, from January to December of whatever year. And a lot of them, like you said, Wade, your boss, barely even looked at them. It was just something they kind of had.
If you have a year intact, if you have 12 issues, that might be worth something as an individual year.
Yeah.
But if not, you're going to find, it's like a pack of a year of baseball cards. So there's going to be one rookie card in there. It's going to be worth more. So a Pam Anderson.
I was going to say, I got the Pam Anderson. That's what I was wondering. Yeah,
you do have Pam Anderson. Yeah,
something like that.
All right, I'll give you $12 for it.
Do you have anybody else in there? Any other celebrities? I remember back in the day, Vanna White pose, Dana Plato from freaking Different Strokes pose. Vanity was the huge one. Yes, she posed, Mike. I know. I know how it sounds, dude. Right? I know. From Different Strokes. I didn't get, not Miss Garrett. But
yeah, I've got a couple celebrities. I can't remember. They're, like I said, they're in storage. I haven't seen them in a while. And I don't even, I just kind of looked at the covers to see who's on there and stuff. And I just put them away kind of like, you know, like baseball cards or whatever.
Yeah.
They're better porn on the internet anyway, so.
Yes, yeah. There is.
Yeah. I always liked either the girls of the Pac-12 or the girls of the AC, or the SEC.
Yeah, those are specifically the college girls issue, right?
Yeah.
But they, did they break it down specifically like, hey, this year's Pac-10, as it were? Or was it just girl and you'd flip through and there's a few?
I feel like it was conference by conference. I might be wrong. Maybe every conference was in there every year. But I feel like each year was a different conference.
What conference, just based on just your college football watching, would be the last conference you'd want to see?
The Ivy League?
Oh, that didn't take long.
Oh, oh man, Miss Harvard.
Right. I don't know that I ever saw Ivy League. They submitted. We said no. We have
yeah, Miss Princeton?
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803.
Oh, man. A young Janet Reno.
Man, Yale's on the centerfold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I live with those guys at Hopkins, like. Great school. Great. I mean, phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Johns Hopkins University, but yeah.
Right. Oh, Miss Brown. Miss Brown.
Well, I feel like all those Ivy League schools have a lesser school full of hot chicks.
I'm sure they do.
So, like, Hopkins, you're not that far from Towson.
Right. Towson, oh, yeah. I'd want to see that.
Hopkins, Ithaca, and Cornell.
Good call.
Ithaca, yes. Cornell, right? Probably not.
Oh, man, she puts the mouth in Dartmouth.
That's why I'm happy my daughter got accepted to Hopkins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Did she really?
Yeah, she can go there instead.
Yeah, but your other daughter went to San Diego State.
No, the same one.
Same. Oh, wow. Well,
think about that.
Yeah.
She's going to be
She's going to dominate at Hopkins.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm so popular.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, Jesus, man. Is she ready for that culture shock?
Well, it's either that or NYU.
I can't imagine. I mean, forget she is an attractive girl, but sure. Forget her looks. Like, San Diego State's like a party school,
yeah.
Super fun. Like, yeah.
Somehow she's going to Hawkins.
Yeah, no. She's all serious and grown up now.
Yeah, she got a great education.
Yeah. She just likes crab.
Yeah.
She likes Baltimore and crab.
What is she taking at Hawkins?
International conflict management. Global conflict management.
Yeah. Okay. Wonder where she got that from.
I don't know. Well, I'm always good at resolving issues.
Yes, that's
dude, it's what you're known for.
Yeah, that is exactly like, what
Miles
you're known
is the
for.
Peacemaker.
Hey, you win every argument, Miles.
He's just going to die. He's going to die on that hill no matter what.
Yeah. That's right.
As stupid as it is.
Take a shovel up there with you. Right, you're going
to
die.
Swear to God, I'm sticking with this. Right. Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803 route.
It's two beers. Conflict Revolution.
Swear to God.
Never admit defeat.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. I'm Roy Cohn. Right. I'm Roy Cohn.
I was going to say, I've heard that a lot lately.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, we're enjoying it.
So, back east, where I originated, my brother always goes trash picking, and there's a dump in Connecticut that has a last chance area. So people that are going there, they see something they want, they can just take it. And there was the bucket loader was coming to get another load from the last chance area. And my brother was there. He saw this painting. It was in the bucket, ready to go. And he grabbed it. And it was from some American painter that was really famous. It needed to be restored, but they said it was worth about $70,000.
What?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Did he recognize that this artist was responsible for this painting at the time he grabbed it?
Or did he just like the painting?
Right.
He just liked it.
Okay. So how did he find out it was worth about $70,000? Did he take it to get evaluated or whatever you call it?
He did. And he ended up selling it because it, you know, needed work on it. They gave him $15,000.
Damn. Okay. Hey, that's why sometimes I'll get stoned and get stuck on Antiques Roadshow.
That is not bad, yeah. Man.
Those free areas where you have like everything is, you know, dirt cheap and all that stuff. On the West Coast, they call that Goodwill.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
we're at Goodwill.
You can get great deals in there.
Like 5 years ago, because my wife will reupholster furniture, right? So she'll go in because, like anything, the furniture they made back in the day is just a much superior quality to the stuff they're pumping out now. The difference is it's all super ugly, right? So she's like, look, I can buy a solid piece. The bones are good and all that. And then change out the materials. And then you have a very good looking but also well-built couch, right? For a lot less than you have to spend to get an actual well-built couch. But we're in there, and it's this Australian dude. He's like, hey, mate, because he kind of sees that my wife's looking at stuff, and she's very particular about it. And he points at this chair that's kind of resting on top of his cart. He's like, all these people keep staring at me, and all these people keep asking me if I want to part with it. So it was $50, I think, was the price on there. He goes, do you know if this is something? I said, that is an original Eames chair. And all you need to know about that is it is worth an extraordinary amount of money. He was like, Eames, what is that? I said, bro, look, not to sound like a caller, look it up, but I'm going to tell you right now, buy it for $50, and because it's very comfortable. Yeah. They're very well built. And I said, and if you don't want it, sell it, and you will literally get thousands of dollars. He was like, are you serious? I said, absolutely, man. You absolutely will get thousands upon thousands of dollars for that chair that you're about to buy for $50. He was like, thanks, mate, went straight up there, bought it, and disappeared.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803 Rock.
I have a football. My buddy goes, Goodwill, huh? And I go, how'd you not get it there? He goes, you never took the sticker off.
Oh,
here's the difference.
If you go, $7 football.
If you go to an antique store or an antique, those people have books. They look that crap up.
Mm-hmm.
They know when they put it back on the floor. Who made this? What the value of it is?
Yeah, it's an antique store.
Because they all specialize in, maybe they collect glass, whatever they do.
Yeah.
They know all that crap.
Goodwill does not.
Goodwill just takes your stuff and puts it on the shelf.
And they put it on the shelf.
It's the equivalent of going to a yard sale. That's estate sale. Those are the places where you find
stuff. I bumped into one of our engineers.
That hasn't been marked up.
That we worked with now. And I'm strolling through there with my wife. And they were backward. They just have all the old electronics. And I can't remember what he was rebuilding, but it, whatever he said, I kind of knew what it was, and it takes tubes and all this, and it's a very warm, cool thing, but he's like, if I buy these parts, we're talking thousands of dollars, and he's just standing there at Goodwill, and he has a cart full of all these things, and he's like, well, I don't really need the radio, but I need the one piece in it. But he maybe spent $40.
Yeah.
Walked out of there, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to make a $5,000, whatever the hell it was he was doing.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
I'll be honest with you, sometimes Goodwill, too, just helps in a pinch.
Yeah,
you got people
you need
coming
a coffee
over.
Table.
You right. You need a couple chairs.
Yep.
I've done it with Christmas decorations. Just was like, and they were like $3 or $4.
We did it. We were making some piece of furniture like 12 years ago. We're in the garage, and our drill crapped out, and we're about to go to Home Depot, and I'm like, let's go to Goodwill. Sure enough, I mean, like, nothing wrong with the power drill. It's like $2, and it's just a matter of saving the money, and that thing still freaking works. It's awesome. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How you doing?
Hola.
Good well, Ken. Thank you.
I used to haul scrap metal for a living. And one day, my friend and I, we went to a house that was scheduled to be torn down. And we were pulling any copper wire we could out of it. And we found an old boiler out back. We made $13.55 for that load. And we were done for the day.
$13?
Yeah.
For a day's work.
Yep. And at the end of the day, I'm pumping $13 in the truck to get home. And my friend holds out this gold coin out the window. And I said, yeah, what candy machine did you get that out of? And he taps the side of the truck. He says, it ain't candy. And there was 14 gold coins and one platinum plate.
What?
In an Irish tartar sauce jar.
Naturally.
Oh, the best.
That's where all people keep their gold coins.
Hey, they forgot they had it.
But somebody threw it out in the garbage pile out back because that's where it was found.
Oh, as a general rule, even if you're cleaning out someone's house, if someone has kept an Ivers container or they have kept a Crown Royal bag, definitely look in it because there's something in there that'll at least be valuable to you.
I've got old McCormick tins where spices used to be in.
Yeah.
That's a good spot to keep the money away from the kids.
Yeah, kids, thieves know. Like, thieves, like, where did you keep a Crown Royal bag? Like, damn it, man, how did you know?
Because one of those places, if you want to hide something, you don't want anybody to steal it, they're bringing it in your house, put it where all your cleaning supplies are.
I was going to say, I'll do that with the kids. Yeah. Definitely, like, under the sink, they don't want any part of that. So they don't even bother. They know where it is. They won't even bother to look. And that's perfect. It used to be I could hide everything just on top shelves. They couldn't see Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you name it. Like, if there's food I wanted that I knew they would like, just put it up top. Now they're tall enough where they can see it. And they're like, Dad, what is so-and-so? I'm like, damn it, man.
Now, have you guys gotten to the point where you, in relationships, where you've thrown other things away without that person's knowledge?
No, not at all, Miles.
So,
I'm sure it's been done to me. I've never done it to
I have not done that. At least not intentionally.
Right. No.
Okay, so there was this old sewing machine that I'll just say was a part of a family. I might have been married to this person.
Uh-huh.
It was a big old sewing machine that needed to be pretty well put up on kind of a pedal operated.
Yeah.
This was beyond electricity. This was a pedal operated, but it needed the mount, it needed the table, and it needed the singer kind of setup for, you know, just to be looped through. This thing weighed, I swear to God, 35 pounds.
Ugh.
30 pounds. I'd lug this thing around from apartment to an apartment to an apartment. Took up as much room as like two big toolboxes was the size of this damn thing. Why do you want this? Well, it's in the family. Okay, that's fine.
Right, but why do you want
it? What are you going to do with it? I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I want to keep it. Do you know?
Sew is the correct answer
to
that.
Do you know how to sew? No. Do you want me to show you how to thread this? Because I actually do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how to thread it, but you need the underneath side of this table.
Yeah.
The way it sits, the way this thing is mounted. That's where you put your little tiny spools need to go underneath the bottom of this thing. Try and explain all this. Let's just say that disappeared in one move. Oops. Not sure what happened to it. I don't know if a neighbor lady took it. I don't know what the deal was. But the one thing that I can't stand more than anything in the world is when you leave S around the house, right? So if you have a scrunchie that's got like 9 million hairs in it, it looks like it attacked a spider.
Doesn't even have any elasticity left.
No. But they're ever, like, if I saw those things on the floor, and I knew this person was going to buy another bag of scrunchies, no matter what, because that's what they did. Scrunchies were just like, you know, disposable. I threw all of them away. If I found one laying around, they magically reappeared the week later. A brand new package.
Oh, of course,
and I knew
yeah.
this. So to me, they were just throwaway items. I'm like, if you're going to leave nine of these on the floor, I'm throwing these away.
But that to me is different. Like, I will throw that stuff away. I'm like, look, if you've made it clear well, it's also you do someone not else's care stuff. About this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a scrunk. Like, sorry. Look, man, first of all, why is it on the floor? At what point do you do your hair on the floor? I know you dropped it because there's 40 of them. And you can't pick up any one of them. I will put them all in the trash. Like, if they're mm-hmm. that important, put them somewhere where you want them.
Right.
Like, I don't leave my keys on the floor. You know what? Because I need them. Find a freaking place for yeah. these things. Or they go in the trash, no question about it.
Might have dated someone who had a sweatshirt habit, all right? Where everywhere they go, they get a sweatshirt.
Oh.
So yeah. I couldn't even get into my closet because the entire top
what's that like?
Was filled with sweatshirts,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Now, if the sweatshirt was in the washer or the dryer, no worries. You're wearing the sweatshirt. I get it. This is something you're wearing. The other 40 sweatshirts that took up like three different shelves,
mm-hmm.
every once in a while I'd reach to the bottom, look at the sweatshirt, and I'm like, Delta Chi Hayride.
Yeah. Gone.
I don't yeah. know if this is going to disappear or not. I've never even seen you wear this.
I just
this.
Haven't found the right time to wear that.
Are you going
to
wear this at a sorority function? Or one was a fraternity sweatshirt. So I know she just got it from some fraternity guy that she slept with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, I've never seen you wear this.
Like, you stole this off of a guy like a doggone
exactly.
trophy.
Exactly. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steal yeah. it and give it to the trash man.
There you go.
I just want enough room to put my clothes in the closet,
which
too.
Are already under scrutiny, by the way.
Exactly.
Why do you have this? When do you wear this?
Tara Daly, Steve Day, makes from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin with the top Disney soundtracks of all times. And we've got your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.